MLB scoreboard roundup edition, and we are in the offseason. We are well underway as it is December 19th. And on this nice Wednesday night going into your Thursday, there was some stuff that has happened, some signings that have happened throughout the last time we've talked, and there has been a player to be named that has been shown up, and there's also some big newsworthy stuff that has happened in Cuba. So, as always, I'm Kramer Sansone, and let's get into the action. To complete a player to be named in a trade, the Indians acquire infielder Andrew Mastronario from the Nationals as the player to be named to complete the trade of Yan Gomes. So we finally figured out the full extent of what happened and who the player that is going to be going to Cleveland for this Yan Gomes deal. That's Andrew Mastronario. Some signings that have happened, the Los Angeles Angels have agreed to terms with Matt Harvey on a 1-year, $11 million contract. The Yankees signed pitcher J.A. Happ to a 2-year deal. The Pirates signed pitcher Jordan Lyles to a 1-year contract. The Mets signed Rajah Davis to a minor league contract, as Rajah Davis the past 3 seasons has signed minor league deals and has ended up being on the main roster at the beginning of the season. So he's this guy that's a cheap guy that's reliable, even though he's going up there in age. The Royals sign Terrence Gore on a 1-year contract. They also sign outfielder Bubba Starling, first baseman Samir Duniez, and pitcher Jason Adam to minor league deals. Bubba Starling was released by the Royals a few weeks back, and now he's signed a contract to be a Royal in their minor league system. A guy that is supposed to be their top prospects that has been lingering injuries to where he's hasn't really produced what they thought him to be, even though last season was his better season of them all. The Cubs signed infielder Daniel Descalso on a 2-year contract that is worth $5 million. There's also a club option on for the 3rd year. The Brewers signed pitcher Chris Dula. Houston Astros signed Michael Brantley to a 2-year contract that is worth $32 million. So one of the guys that's in the top 10 of free agents has been taking off the board, Michael Brantley. As surprising to see the Houston Astros find interest in Michael Brantley in that crowded outfield they do have, but it is a very good step and a very good player, reliable hitter if he is healthy, and he's very good on the defensive side. The Detroit Tigers signed pitcher Eduardo Paredes and Chris Smith and Nick Ramirez to minor league contracts. These are all pitchers for Detroit, and they could help them out in the long run and also throughout their growing process, because they all have a lot to work on. This Detroit Tigers team has been really good. They had some really good players on their team, but now it's not as much. Also, the San Diego Padres signed second baseman Ian Kinsler to a 2-year deal, I believe. Don't have that set up right in front of me, but still he is off the board. So second baseman Ian Kinsler was a Red Sox at the end of the season last year. Won a World Series for the Red Sox from a midseason acquisition. Some releases that have happened, well, they haven't happened yet. They've been designated for assignment, both these guys. The Royals designated utility Rosarel Herrera for an assignment, and the Yankees designate pitcher Parker Bridwell for assignment as well. Those players have the option to, yes, go through the waiver claim process. If they don't get claimed, they have the option to go down to AAA or AA, or they have the option to be released and sign elsewhere with any team. Most of the route, the players want to get released on that, but there's some players that's like, hey, I still like this organization. Nobody claimed me off waivers, so let's just go stick with this organization because not many people want me right now, or they don't need me at their talent-wise. So those are the trade signings, releases, designated for assignments. No waiver claims have happened the past few days that we haven't spoke to each other. But one big newsworthy event was the Cuba and MLB right now. So Major League Baseball, its Players Association, and the Cuban Baseball Federation reached an agreement that will allow players from the island to sign big league contracts without defecting, an effort to eliminate the dangerous trafficking that had gone on for decades. So that means there's these players that don't have to sneak across the border, because usually when they do that, those players, they are going to be in the mainstream media, of course, but their families get hurt the most from this, as these players are trying to make a living for themselves by playing baseball, but their families are getting hurt or tortured, or just bad, terrible things happen to them in Cuba. I pulled this off at ESPN.com. That also states that the agreement, which runs through October 31st of 2021, allows Cubans to sign under rules similar to those players under contract in clubs in Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. So it's I think it's a good stepping point for these Cuban players because they can go play now in the United States, but they can also come back freely if they decide they want to, and hopefully their families don't get hurt. The baseball commissioner, Rob Manfred, said this, for years, Major League Baseball has been seeking to end the trafficking of baseball players from Cuba by criminal organizations by creating a safe and legal alternative for those players to sign with Major League clubs. We believe this agreement accomplishes that objective and will allow the next generation of Cuban players to pursue their dreams without enduring many of the hardships experienced by current and former Cuban players who have played in Major League Baseball. That was well put by the commissioner, Manfred, as, of course, they don't want their families to be hurt or affected by any of this. So, all these Cuban players, there is a active Cubans that are also in Major League Baseball right now as... Here's some guys that have done stuff, because there's some Cuban players that have these big contracts, as we'll get into one of them, and hasn't really done much. But here's some little list of them. Jose Abreu, Yonder Alonso, Yoenis Cespedes, Aroldis Chapman, Odesmir Despain, Elimenis Diaz, Yandy Diaz, Ronius Ellis, UNL Escobar, Ondis Garcia, Onikili Garcia, Yasmani Grandal, Yuri Gurriel, Denny Hecheverria, Yersmio Heredia, Jose Iglesias, Rossiel Iglesias, Leonis Martin, Ariel Miranda, Yoan Moncada, Kendrys Morales, Yasiel Puig, Jorge Soler, and Yasmani Tomas. It's a couple of the guys also, guy Rosmery Castillo has a huge, huge contract with the Red Sox. It's worth $72 million that he hasn't panned out. He's only played 34 games in Major League Baseball and over 300 some in minor league, as this is a bad contract because there's some of these Cuban players that are good, but they don't make that step. Another person is Yasmani Tomas, as he did sign a contract to go to Arizona, and he had one good season. The season after that, injury, then he just went downhill from there. It's a huge contract. I'm pretty sure they might have released him. Not 100% sure on that, but he may still be in their organization somewhere for the Diamondbacks. So we're still in free agency season for Major League Baseball, as we are in December, so that means spring training is going to come around the corner here pretty soon and pretty quick. But there are still some players that have not been signed to a contract. Six of the guys that are in the ESPN's top 10 that have not signed a deal, and those six currently are Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, Dallas Keuchel, AJ Pollock, Jed Lowry, and Yasmani Grandal. These are some guys that they're on the older, up and older side of it, but Manny Machado and Bryce Harper are 26 years old, Dallas Keuchel 30, AJ Pollock 31, Jed Lowry 34, and Yasmani Grandal is 30. As the four guys that have been taken off that list right now is Charlie Morton, Josh Donaldson, Michael Brantley, which has this happened recently, and Patrick Corbin. These guys that have been already signed, all their money and deals are worth over $200 million all combined. Charlie Morton, a pitcher that's 35 years old, signed a two-year deal that was worth $30 million. And there's also Josh Donaldson, who signed a one-year $23 million deal. So these guys are going to up and up at least over $30 million. Manny Machado and Bryce Harper are probably, of course, are going to get more than that. But still, there are still these big names still going out there. And if you want to go down to the top 20, you still have Nick Markakis, Nelson Cruz, and Jose Iglesias. Some of the defensive, hitting, and powerful guys from that, those three guys is what they are. But Manny Machado and Bryce Harper are still on the active market, and sooner or later they're going to be picked up by a team. And it's bound to happen. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen here pretty soon, especially for Manny Machado, as he met with the New York Yankees today, well, on Wednesday, as this comes out on Thursday. So he met with them, and who knows, he may take a little trip to the Mets because they think they're the new team to beat in the East, even though I am fully in on that the Atlanta Braves are still the team to beat. Adding Josh Donaldson to that team is just stupid good for this team. Barry Young add another piece on the corner infielder, because Freddie Freeman already does stuff for it, and Josh Donaldson's healthy, which he says he is, and when he's healthy, he's an MVP caliber player, and all those young talent around him. And let's see if Dansby Swanson is actually going to be what they hope for him to be at shortstop, as he really wasn't much. Another team to look out for is the Phillies. I wouldn't be surprised if Manny Machado lands in Philadelphia, even though they have Gene Segura. I've been saying this mostly, but Gene Segura can play the outfield. He can play shortstop. He can play second base. He can play third base. We already know Andrew McCutchen is going to be in the outfield somewhere, either left, center, or right. It's just, and he's happy. He's even quoted saying that even though he's up there in age right now, he is going to be hitting at a hitter-friendly ballpark that Philadelphia is. The ball flies out of there tremendously. Rhys Hoskins, you see him play even with last year with Carlos Santana when he was on the Phillies. He's just hitting the ball left and right out of the ballpark. But that will do it here today on the MLB Scoreboard Roundup Edition. Please, thank you so much for helping out this podcast, this little dream I have in mind. It's just a hobby. I enjoy doing this. I don't want anything out of this rather than just people spreading the word that, hey, I do MLB stuff. If you like MLB stuff, let me know. I'm a friendly guy. Go on Twitter. Hit me up on that, CrimeDog18. My email stuff in the link description to, hey, if I get a hold of me, say if I need to do something better here, do something better over there. I'm always here. I'm always here to adapt. I'm here, always here to provide you great content to my listeners. But thank you so much for listening to the MLB Scoreboard Write-Up Edition. So as always, I'm Kramer Santone. You have a wonderful day.